Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Police are warning people to avoid doing the Bird Box Challenge while driving.
Really, we have to we have to tell people.
Or basically what they're saying, as a, I mean, if you don't understand avoiding the Bird Box Challenge, what they are saying is please do not wear a blindfold while you are driving. A teenager in Layton, Utah, crashed into another vehicle while doing the Bird Box Challenge. Nobody was injured, but the vehicle sustained damage.
And the dad was pissed. What a dumbass kid.
I'm all for you doing the Bird Box Challenge on a, you know, empty road.
No. No.
Parking lot.
You hit a tree. No, you hit something in a parking lot. Don't do not blind. Don't close your eyes driving.
Well, if you want to do it, go ahead and do it, but don't make a, you know.
In this movie,
anyone else in.
Looks like she's on a boat. She's not driving blind. She's walking through the woods on a boat. I want to sit down and watch it.
Yeah, one of us should watch it.
I know, just to have some information.
Apparently, we're the only ones who have it.
And I've heard people say it's pretty cool. So that's what you said. And one guy had a great point about it. He goes, you know, for sitting at home, and if it's just your Netflix costs hardly anything, it's a great movie, you know.
A margarita bar in Atlanta is hosting a dinner challenge inspired by the Bird Box and the Bird Box Challenge. They're going to have their customers eat tacos and drink margaritas while blindfolded and guess what kind of each they are having.
Well, one's a taco, one's a margarita. I can figure that out. Yeah,
but what kind of taco?
Oh.
What kind of margarita?
That's a good point.
Okay.
I want a lot of tequila in my margarita. That's it.
A blindfold taste test.
Yeah,
that's what that is called.
If you guess correctly, you get dessert. Oh. So there's not a whole lot there.
Yeah, are we given the choices? Like, it's going to be chicken or beef or, you know.
I've given you the information I have, and if I had any more information, I'd want to shoot myself.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know if I trust going out to a restaurant and putting a blindfold on, you know?
Yeah,
I want to know what I'm eating.
Let's do it at a frat party too. Put a blindfold on a frat party.
How about just put a blindfold on everybody at the bar?
Is this a hot dog, Craig? That's what I always like to play with, Craig. Is this a hot dog?
Well, you don't.
Stop! You're wrong again.
And quit biting it.
That might be a clue, though, if I say quit biting it.
That'd be for most people.
Let's play Is This a Hot Dog Bird Box Challenge.
Well, where are you going, Puss? You're going to a restaurant that you've never been before?
Well, you just said it's a taco place. I'm just saying, you know, you never know.
This is a nice chicken taco, and this is a dog turd.
Right.
Yeah, try it.
Right. You never know.
Right.
I'm sure it's a nice, reputable restaurant.
I like the Bird Box Hot Dog Challenge. That's what we're going to do for cash next time for 20 grand. Hot dog or something that
biting.
Feels like it.
they go all Andrew Zimmern on you. Refried rat ass tacos, you know?
We're not going to do that.
And it would be refried rat ass, too, since it's Mexican.
You guys really do think the worst of people,
don't you? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
I don't think that, no.
No.
I don't. I think maybe, you know, they might try and go the difference between shrimp and fish.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but Puss and Tyler think they're out to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Bird Box, second time, shame on me. That's not a hot dog.
That's what they want to do. They want to bring you in and poison you.
Now I'm thinking I might need to step back and re-examine when Todd's calling me a pessimist.
Yeah.
I may have made some poor life choices at this point.
Got a good point.
A dad in Illinois put up a video on the social media of a couple of teenagers trying to dial a telephone number on a rotary phone.
Oh, I'd love this. have that for my kid. First of all, I don't know if they could actually do a push button one either. Of course, they would if they know how to push things, and because your phone would.
Well,
be that way
it
too.
Depends on if they did it this way. Check this out. Kevin Bernstead gave the two kids, his two kids, 4 minutes to complete the task, which is dial this number on this rotary phone.
And a rotary phone. I mean, yeah. There are kids a lot older than that that don't know how to do that.
From behind the camera, he gives them the instructions. The boys lift the box, revealing the telephone. They stare at it, not sure what to do with it. He says, you've got 4 minutes to dial that number that he had put on a yellow notepad in front of the phone. And the kid said, that's it? Yeah, but you got to use that phone. So the two kids start to look at it, discussing how it might work. They finally slowly figure out how to turn the dial for each number. And then they start checking off each number that they have dialed. And then they realize they haven't picked up the receiver. Time's up.
Bomber.
You know what?
So
it's an ancient piece of material for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Most of them don't even see one.
So that same mistake could theoretically be made with a push-button phone.
Yeah. Especially the dial tone.
If you don't pick it up.
Right, exactly.
Puss would look at it and say, I know if I dial all seven numbers, it's a bomb. And it's going to explode. I know they're out to get me.
Refried red ass.
You don't know that they're not, Todd.
That's a Deadpool name next year.
Yeah, you sound a little paranoid today. They're out to poison me. Now they're going to blow me up with a rotary phone.
You had a rotary phone as a kid, didn't you, Puss?
Yeah,
I thought you did, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but behind you, people, you know, my kids wouldn't know what it looked like. They wouldn't know how to handle that.
No, I remember when we got the first cordless telephone, you know.
Cordless.
Yeah.
I remember.
Rotary to push button was huge in the 70s. Oh, my God. Pick it up, boop, 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 boop. You know, that was crazy.
I remember when Dad first splurged on a long cord.
So you could take it to another room. Yeah.
So you could stretch that.
Like a 12-foot cord that would stretch
from the kitchen
40.
Over into the living
room. Yeah, so you weren't talking in front of everybody to your buddies or a girl called or something like that.
And you could pace the floor. You could go into another room and close the door.
Right.
I remember getting my own line.
Team line.
That was a big deal.
Yeah. Yep.
To call your other briefcase-wearing buddies, huh?
No, I was to call.
He was the
briefcase. Why'd you wear the briefcase?
That's the one thing. One thing in the world that has gotten cheaper. Long
briefcases?
Distance.
Oh, yeah. You had
long distance phone calls.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That no longer exists because I remember I used to get yelled at because there
You'd call the speech team girls from out of state,
right? Yeah,
there
was a girl in Bismarck that I used to call
quite a bit. Gave you the time of day.
Even when I started college, Todd, we had to go through every month and go through the long distance phone bill and go, all right, who is this?
Oh, I did
who
that.
Is this? Who is this? All right, you owe $7.46.
Right.
You owe $9.22.
We used to call. I used to call from college. The phone was one phone in the hallway for the whole dorm room. And the phone would ring, and people would walk past you. You'd answer it and go get the guy or if somebody's calling that. But I would call collect to my parents. They'd refuse the charges and then call me back. It was cheaper that way.
Oh, yeah. I would pass messages along.
You had to go with the whole crap, a collect, and then say, do you accept the charges? And this person probably thought, the operator thinking, this guy's a sad case.
Right.
His parents won't even say yes.
Nope.
And my dad would say, nope. And then we'd hang up, and then the phone would ring, and he'd call you back.
There's a commercial out there now where a guy, you know, they dated back and whenever you used to call collect.
Right.
Yeah. It's collect from Jim, it's a boy.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And you give information, right?
And his dad, you know, hangs up. Says no and hangs up. And I did that once to communicate with a buddy of mine who had moved to Montana.
And, I was Bill, she's not pregnant.
Now, he was quitting his job, and we were both quitting our jobs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I had made a collect call from Ike Witt.
I quit?
Yeah.
Jesus. That would have took me like days.
Yeah. And then
there's no I quit here, and you hung up. Dave's not here, like I referenced earlier in the show.
Later in the evening, I called him again as Ira Zine. And I got the same operator.
Really?
And the same operator says, I feel there's some messages being passed along
here. Yeah. Yeah.
Way to catch on, operator lady.
Pretty sharp. No, it was a dude. It was an operator dude. I remember that. But we used to do that all the time.
I'm a douchebag. Yeah.
Collect
that stuck in the
I'm a douchebag. No.
Collect from I'm a douchebag.
But you don't have to make the collect calls anymore.
No, you kids.
But you can't make the prank calls anymore either.
No.
Because everybody knows what number that came from.
Right.
Well, you can, but you got to do the old switch the phone number that it looks like it's coming from.
Yeah, I'm sure. It sounds like a hassle.
Yeah.
Well, if you know what you're doing,
it wasn't as easy
you don't
as
care.
It's, when we were
it's
kids.
Easier. You're right.